Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I love Clay. I was there for his 37 and his 60 at the game. And, but I'm sad that he could not see within himself, you know, and be happy with the changes that, you know, occurred to him and play within him. Now, I recall somebody came to the Warriors last season who was 38 years old. I can't remember his name right now, but, he had never not started a game in his NBA career. And, he went to the bench and came off the bench and was able to do that.
Chris Paul.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Chris Paul.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, I'm just sorry for Clay. I wish him the best. And, you know, we will always love him, but it's a little bit sad that it had to play out this way.
Yeah, all good things must come to an end, David. 888-957-9570. Appreciate your call. He's giving Mike Dunleavy an A. I gave him an A- for this offseason. Sam Lubman gave him a B-. What say you? You got D'Anthony Melton. You got Buddy Hield. You got slow-mo Kyle Anderson. The departure of Chris Paul, obviously. The departure of Klay Thompson are big ones. But I think the depth-wise, you are a little bit better than you were last year. They're not straight up replacements for those guys, but overall, I think it's a net positive so far for the Golden State Warriors. How much? Well, I never thought they were going to be a championship team after this offseason. Still got Steph, still got Draymond, still got the young guys. Can they take another leap? Sure. What does that look like? Can you get to the Western Conference Finals? Can you get to the second round? Hell, can you get to the first round, for God's sakes? That's the question. 888-957-9570. Thank you for joining us here. It is Spadoni and Lubman. We're here till 12 o'clock. We are live and local all day right here on 95.7 The Game, your home for Golden State Warriors basketball. Jason Dumas, Evan Giddings, 12 to 4 right after us. So don't go anywhere. We are locked and loaded. Any news that breaks pertaining to the NBA, we will be all over it. We're also talking Giants. They're 7-3 in their last 10. George Kontos joining Spadoni and Lubman at 10:30 today. And you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM in HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Don't forget, guys like George Kontos, guys like Dave Fleming, they appear on the 95.7 The Game River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? And let's see, we got a couple minutes here, Sammy. Let's go out to Fozzie. Am I pronouncing that well? Like Fozzie Bear out in the East Bay. What's going on, Fozzie?
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give Dunleavy a B as far as the pieces he's put together this year, and especially everything that he had to go through last year. I think overall he's done a good job for next year, and you know, hopefully we could put one more piece around Steph. I think we need that number two. But I think this team is better than last year's team. I really do. I think if we can at least land one more big name, I think Steph needs that number two guy. This team could be in the anywhere between four and ninth seed, the way the West is. But as far as Klay goes, man, love Klay to death. Love everything he's done. We can't be talking about him forever, though. But, you know, it is what it is. He'll be a Warrior forever. But, yeah, this team is in my eyes, better than last year's.
There you go. That's Fozzie out in the East Bay. Is this team better than last year? 888-957-9570. I say slightly yes. I do like Fozzie, though, Sam, saying, yeah, they, you know, they could be anywhere from the fourth seed to the ninth seed. I was like,
He's not wrong. Well, if you could get, I'll say this, if the Warriors could put together a roster that looks like it's better than the play-in, then, yeah, I'll start bumping that grade up into the A territory. But when you're in that 7 to 10 range,
yay!
Is where I think the Warriors are right now. It's very not yay. So no A's until we're saying yays. So get out of that 7 to 10 spot, and and then we'll start seeing, you know, kind of where things are at. Fozzie made a good point though. Warriors, they are still trying to find that number two for Steph, and it could just very well be, unless they are willing to get creative and making it happen, that option might not be there for
Warriors. let's be honest with ourselves. They haven't had a true number two guy since Kevin Durant was here, and that might have been Stephen Curry was the number two to Kevin Durant, because that's just how amazing Kevin Durant
was on those teams. In 22, Jordan Poole was a very good number two to Steph.
They caught lightning in a bottle with Andrew Wiggins. He was the second best player
on
that
part
run.
Of that too. So, yeah, in 22, yeah, Wiggins, Poole, they kind of took turns being that number two.
It was Wiggins, until, I think, because he was on the defensive end.
True,
so,
yeah, Wiggins. Yes. Wiggins probably more so than Poole until Klay came back. And, yeah, between Wiggins, Klay, Poole, you had legitimate second scoring options behind Steph. The last couple years, though, it's you're hoping for a hot Klay night, which you're not really getting. You're hoping for an engaged Wiggins, which you weren't really getting. You're hoping for one of those good Jordan Poole games, which you weren't really getting. So last couple years, one of the biggest issues with the Warriors is, yeah, they have lacked that number two, that true number two for Steph.
And if you look around the landscape of the West, Sam, like, you have to have a tandem.
You need to have a trio these days.
Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. You want to go Karl Anthony Towns and my guy Anthony Edwards. There you go. You want to go the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. You want to go Chet Holmgren. You want to go Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Those are the four teams right there.
Every Batman needs a Robin.
Hell, even Kawhi and James Harden, if they're healthy, they were formidable last year. LeBron James is still a hell of a player. I know how we feel about him. He's going to be 40 years old. Still a tremendous player. Anthony Davis had a tremendous season last year as well. They're not going anywhere. By the way, they're a little too quiet. I don't know if they're like, I don't know what the Lakers are doing right now, but that's another team. I just think Mike Dunleavy, if you compare him to some of his peers out in the West, like Mike Dunleavy is running circles around Rob Pelinka and the likes of that. It's not even been close who's had a better offseason if you're just comparing it to some of the Western Conference teams. And then you go into the East, you see what Paul George, Joel Embiid, say what you will about Paul George and his failures in the playoffs. I think that's going to be a good tandem. The Knicks, they have a plethora of guys. Jalen Brunson, it looks like they're going to keep Julius Randle. They got Mikal Bridges. It's the Nova boys. Mm-hmm. And then obviously the Boston Celtics, the Jalen Browns and the Jason Tatums of the world.
The Miami Heat always a threat too.
Exactly. Jimmy Buckets, they re-upped Bam Adebayo. So it's, man, now more than ever, it feels
hard.
Like you need a second.
It is really
player.
Hard there at the top.
It is. It really is. I think we got something fun we're going to do right here. It's a segment called You Don't Know Jack. And it's brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And Sam, if you're ready or do you want me to play it, 888-957-9570. I think I got it on my board. I do have it. I will play it.
Yeah, I think I got it. I got to go mark it on our things.
You got it.
To our promotions people.
You got it. Okay, so... And Jack's Restaurant and Bar, by the way, I love them. I can't get enough of their food. Whenever they bring food in for us,
it's tremendous. They brought in those lamb chops.
Oh, it's this American diner food, but with a Greek twist. Oh, the pasta, the baklava, everything. God, I cannot get enough of it. The lamb chops, the chicken, everything. Jack's Restaurant and Bar, all around the Bay Area. You will love it. And this week, Bronny James doesn't know Jack, Sam Lubin, about lying.
You played 1 year at USC and then joined the team, you know, after the season already began. What about the timing to come into this year's draft compelled you to make that decision? And then how much of a consideration was, well, my father's still an active player?
For me, you know, I always try to put that narrative of me trying to get my name out for myself. But just coming in and trying to get better, you know, Rob has told me that there's a great development system here. So I just want to come in and get my work in and get better every day. But I never really had a thought of, you know, me going to play with my dad, but that's always, you know, there to, you know, take part of. But that wasn't the main focus of mine to do.
You don't believe him, Sammy? You think he's lying about that?
Dude, Bronnie, here's for lesson number one in the NBA. If you're going to tell a lie, make it believable. No way in hell you were not thinking about playing with your dad. That is something that for what, he's 21 years old, 19 years old or whatever. For 19 years of your life, that is what you and your dad have been talking about every night. Like, come on now. Like, don't play this whole, oh, it never crossed my mind. You could say that's something you thought about. We all know what's going on here. And for the moment, I'm not going to say we're all okay with it. I'm personally okay with it. But, like, dude, we get it. We know that you were coming to play with your dad. LeBron James was literally bending the NBA to his will to make this happen. He's got Rich Paul calling teams saying, hey, if you draft Bronny, you're drafting an Australian basketball player at
this
point.
By the way, no one was drafting him except the Lakers, but yes, continue.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's, so like the idea that I never thought about it, the entire NBA was catered to you going to the Lakers to play with your dad for the next couple years. So don't sit there and try and lie to us and be like, no, I never thought about
it. I mean, in fairness, I do think it means more to LeBron than it does for Bronny. Not to say it doesn't mean anything to his son, but that is more of a father's thing being like, he's at the age where he's going to be sentimental. Hell, we're in our 30s. We're already nostalgic about the past, let alone how LeBron James feels, who's going to be 40 years old. Like, he's got, he signed a 2-year max. Like, this is probably going to be it, the last of LeBron, and he's going to spend it with his son.
Wild thing to say.
It's just crazy, right?
Like, it's LeBron James, I mean, he is literally my entire, say, 2003 was his first year.
Since,
right?
We were in fourth grade,
yeah,
Sammy.
So we were, yeah, 2003-04 season?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yes, that was, I believe, fifth grade for me.
10 years old, I can't, yeah.
Yeah,
math,
you know, they all blend together at that point. But yeah, literally, I mean, since, you know, we had baby teeth, yeah, when this guy started the league, so it's wild to think that he won't be here. But my thing of this is, like, and maybe we continue this on the other side, like, if there's anyone in the NBA who's kind of deserved to have this little vanity project, it's LeBron James. I mean, think of what he's done for this league, what he's given this league over the course of his, you know, 20 plus year career. Like, if he wants to play for a couple years with his kid on the Lakers in LA, and if the Lakers are actually willing to put up with it, I have no issue with him doing it.
You'll see him, hey, Bay Area, if you want to go see Bronny James play. If you're dying to go see Bronny James, he's going to be at the California Classic at Chase Center. That all starts July 6th, but I believe the Lakers are going to be playing the Warriors on Sunday. So you get all weekend of NBA draft prospects that have got drafted, obviously, second-year players, all that. It's going to be there. But that was You Don't Know Jack, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar, with locations in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, San Jose, and Newark. You can also order on DoorDash. Learn more at ilovejacks.com. And boy, do I love Jack's. And a reminder, we are live and local today. Spadoni and Lubman here till 12 o'clock. And then Evan Giddings and Jason Dumas from 12 to 4. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. The Warriors offseason summit is coming up on Monday, July 8th. That's this Monday, on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank's state-of-the-art new headquarters. Starts at 2 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs live. And the rest of the crew from 4 to 6. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot today. More Warriors talk. What grade are you giving Mike Dunleavy this offseason? How would you grade this offseason for the Golden State Warriors? And maybe more Bronny James talk. How are we feeling about that? Sam's okay with it. Are you okay with what the Lakers did? And are you interested in seeing Bronny James at all this weekend at the California Classic as the Lakers take on the Warriors, amongst other teams? 888-957-9570. Spadoni and Lumina.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex FlexGrid. The Gel FlexGrid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel FlexGrid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
95.7 The Game.
Back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Chasky.
Spadoni and Lubman in for Bonte and Chasky on this beautiful July 5th Friday here in the Greater Bay Area. Hope you all had a lovely Independence Day. We're having a hell of a time here today. 888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved because we want to hear from you. How are you grading this Golden State Warriors offseason thus far? What grade are you giving Mike Dunleavy for the moves that he has made? And a reminder, the California Classic is coming to Chase Center starting July 6th. That's tomorrow. A summer basketball showcase featuring 2024 NBA draft picks, second-year pros, and more players. Go to warriors.com for your tickets, all brought to you by Clean California. Remember, just one piece of litter can ruin the game. Zero litter is the goal. Sam Lubman, you're not a litter bug, are you?
No, I ain't no quitter. I don't litter. That's not how it works. So
that's a three on a Friday. I was going to be a two.
I'm feeling good. Don't be a quitter. You know, only quitters are litter. I don't know. That was not a great delivery.
It's not quite click it or ticket, but I don't hate it.
Don't be a quitter. Pick up your litter.
There you go.
I always love the one from Family Guy. Give a larbage. Pick up your garbage.
That was a lot. It's just Family Guy.
Petey, the no trash cougar.
There you go. I love that. And Family Guy, by the way, just speaking of jumping the shark, that show, if it's still making new episodes, God bless them, but I jumped the shark like a decade ago. Yes, there you go. I think The Simpsons are still going, too, which is just crazy because they've been going around since before I was born.
I think, 88.
Crazy.
It's so rare, like, you watch like those like really early Simpsons episodes and are like, oh, yeah, let's tell a joke about President George Bush. No, not that one. The first George Bush. Like, wow, those are throwbacks.
Crazy. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, I see a special name on the hotline, so maybe we'll get to that pretty soon. But we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the peeps. All right, how you grading this Golden State Warriors offseason, Sam? We continue to take calls and texts on that, but you said something interesting during the break, what you want to do here, and I'm not mad at it. Kind of just taking the pulse of where the Warriors are right now in relation to the rest of the Western Conference, because we kind of touched upon it before we hit the break of why the Warriors need that second guy The second guy during that championship run in 2022 was Andrew Wiggins. But since then, it kind of feels like he caught lightning in a bottle. He's a mixed bag. You don't know what you're going to get on a night in and night out basis. Are you going to get two-way Wiggs? Are you going to get complacent Wiggs? Are you going to get aggressive Wiggs? No one knows what you're getting with Andrew Wiggins. So it's hard for Warriors fans to even know who the second best player on their own team is. Is it Draymond Green? And if that's the case, I don't know if he can be a second best player on a championship squad. Is Kuminga going to make that leap? So where would you kind of stack this Warriors team right now as we look at the rest of the Western Conference?
Well, I mean, looking right now, I mean, they're a 46-win team currently in the 10th spot right now. So you got to figure, you know, how much better they're really going to get. Well, let's assume that you're getting a full-ish season of Draymond Green. You know, you're not going to have him, you know, suspended for 25 games again. So you're probably going to get at least maybe two or three more wins there. The shooting you lose with Klay Thompson, I don't know how much of a step back that is. The presence of Chris Paul, it's kind of hard to quantify. But let's say right now, if you get a couple more, if you get more games from Draymond, and if these offseason acquisitions play as well as, you know, I don't know what the ceiling for these three are. But let's say the Warriors are probably right now maybe at max a 49-win team. It feels a lot to call them a 50-win team. And that's if everything goes right. That's if Draymond doesn't get into any little on-court, you know, kerfluffles or whatever. That's, you know, the Warriors are able to withstand the, you know, 2 to 3 week absence that they will get from Steph Curry at some point. Because the last few years, even that, you know, that championship year in 22, Steph missed a lot of time. I think you got to bank every season. You got to be ready for that, you know, 2-3 week stretch where you will not have Stephen Curry. And it's always, you know, a lot of, you know, consternation around this fan base during that time. And if the Warriors can get through that. So, it's a consternation sensation.
There you go. That's a buck.
So then I think you're still probably brushing up against that 7th seed. Maybe you're getting into the 6th seed, but then look at around the West, though, Spadoni. I'm kind of curious, like, who's trending up? Who's trending down in the West based on what we've seen so far in this offseason?
Well, it's a great question. I'd say the Thunder. I mean, they were the number one seed. So how can the number one seed get any better? Oh, move off of Josh Giddey, who was kind of the guy who played himself off the court in the playoffs, and go get the likes.
That's a minor issue.
Go get the likes. Oh, God, that's a 5 right there. Just don't even get me started on that whole thing.
We can move off that now. There we go. We got the joke off.
Thank you. Alex Caruso, bringing in a guy like that who's won a championship with the Los Angeles Lakers, a guy that is a two-way player, 3-and-D guy, adds size, adds strength, high IQ guy, can ball handle as well. That's going to be huge come playoff time. So they got better. The Denver Nuggets, I'm still kind of waiting to see. That was a team that was fascinating to me. Remember when
KCP is going to be interesting for them.
It is, but he also came up a little bit small in the playoffs. I think they're banking, and they're going to need another leap from Michael Porter Jr., mm-hmm. who I think has kind of been a little underwhelming since signing that contract. They got a title, so I get it, but they were projecting a little bit there.
I mean, their coaches talk about a dynasty. One title is not enough.
Well, it's Mike Malone for you. There you go. Oh, sorry. Michael. He's going to get offended if I call him Mike. I know he's listening on the Odyssey app.
So I get that second title, and you get all at the end.
Thank you. So you got the Timberwolves, obviously. They lost Slo-Mo, but I mean, you expect them, Anthony Edwards, to take another joke. He was a kind of guy that was becoming a star before our eyes up until that Western Conference when they just got absolutely destroyed by the Dallas Mavericks. Clippers, I expect them to take a step back. They were the 4th seed last year. So, I mean, I don't know what to expect from Kawhi Leonard as it is anyways. Are you going to expect James Harden to be that? I mean, James Harden's like 36 years old. Like, I don't know if you can expect him to just be that player he once was. He damn sure wasn't last year, so he's definitely far off from his MVP form. So I take the Clippers. Maybe they're taking a step back. The Mavericks, they were a 5th seed. They're adding Klay Thompson. Maybe they bump up there. I don't know what you're going to get from the Suns. I don't know what you're going to get from the Lakers. They haven't really made any moves this offseason. They're kind of hamstrung as well. And that Laker tax, if you will, like how we said, the Warriors, teams don't want to help the Warriors. I don't think teams want to help the Lakers and LeBron James and Anthony Davis right now. So then you got the Pelicans. What are they going to do? You got the Kings. What are they going to do? Those are the teams that finished ahead of the Warriors, respectively, in the 8 and 9 spots. So the West is tough, Sammy. The West is stacked.
I think you're kind of burying a little bit of the lead. I don't know if you're burying the lead, but I think you're leaving out a couple of important players here. The Memphis Grizzlies basically took a gap year based of all the injuries they had.
I did not mention them. You're right. I did not mention them.
They're going to be back, and they're going to be back with a vengeance next year. You know they're ready to ride. And honestly, I'm really liking what the Rockets are going. They're trending right now. They seem like they kind of figured something out in the back half of the season last year. Remember, there was a brief moment, you know, the Rockets coming out to play.
Yeah.
Like, there was a brief moment last year where we here in Dub Nation, we took our eyes off the play-in tournament for a moment because that scrappy Rockets team with, you know, the two Jalen Williamses were breathing hard down the Warriors' neck. And they had that late season matchup where that was like, if the Warriors lost that game, you talk about a panic meter. There would have been a full-on crisis meter if the Warriors lost that game. It took care of business. It was all good. That kind of put the Rockets away for the rest of the year. But the Houston Rockets, that's a team that's coming. The San Antonio Spurs.
They need to clean up their road record, though. 14-27 is just not going to cut it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a young team. It's hard to win on the road in the NBA when you're a young team. I think if they could have gotten some sort of a veteran piece to kind of help kind of tie that team together, that would probably help them.
But I do think Fred VanVleet's been that guy. He was a great addition for them last year. I know a lot of people are like, oh, that was an overpay. Ooh, that was an overpay for Dylan.
I like Fred VanVleet.
Well, Dylan Brooks, a lot of people thought that was an overpay, too. But he does bring a tenacity, and he is still pretty damn good at defense. You have to give him that three-point shot, but they do have some vet pieces on there, and obviously the experience of an Ime Udoka, who obviously left the Boston Celtics, took them to a finals. I do think that pays dividends when he's not trying to fight guys like LeBron James on the court, obviously.
So
that's something.
The Rockets, they're trending in a positive direction. It's not so much what are the teams in the West playoff picture going to do. It's teams that aren't in the West playoff picture last year that are going to move into it. The Spurs, again, you know, 60-loss team last year. I'm not saying that they're going to make the big jump this year, but they're going to be it's weird to say this, but last few years when you saw the Spurs on your schedule, that was like, oh, W, which is weird because growing up, it was the exact opposite. The Spurs meant automatic loss.
Exactly. Didn't the Warriors have like a 20-plus game losing streak? Something ridiculous against San Antonio.
The best thing about that playoff series they had in 2013 against the Spurs was that game 2 win in San Antonio that snapped that streak.
Yeah.
That's why that game 1 loss hurt so bad when they choked that lead away. And everyone the next day was like, hey, head up, man. That wasn't a bad loss.
Ginobili.
It happens.
They ended up winning they didn't win the title that year, but the year after they did.
But it was like, I wasn't so much mad that they lost. I was so much mad. It was just like, that was probably the best chance we had to snapping that skid. And then, of course, they did snap it the next game. But that's just where my head was at as a Warrior fan. Always expect the worst once upon a time.
Sam, we have a special guest hotline.
Respond to the bat signal.
Let's go into Sacramento. God, Sacramento. It's got to be like 100 degrees already at 9 in the morning over there.
Of course.
Let's go out to the bat signal. I think we got, is this Papa Lubman on the line?
What's up, Dad?
Sam's dad here. What's going on, guys? 91 degrees in Sacramento as we're driving back to the Bay Area at 9:30. Kind of warm, huh?
But it's a dry heat, Papa Lubman.
Yeah, well, the AC's on for sure. But I got to say, I'm not biased because I'm Sam's dad, but I've enjoyed listening to you guys as we're driving back from Reno. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. We appreciate it. How you feeling about this Golden State Warriors offseason so far?
So I'm not in the weeds to the details that you guys are, but I've been thinking about as you're going. One of the things I loved about the Warriors over the years is that they grew it from within. You know, you watch the team develop over the years. They got better and better. And I love the fact that they've protected the core so far and kept Kuminga, Pajemski, and TJD and hopefully build around that for the future. So I'm bullish. I like it. I like where we're going. So I like your A. What is it, A minus? I'm there with you on that one.
All right. Dad's a little bit more optimistic than me, but you know, big story this week, obviously, is Klay Thompson heading to Dallas. How did that news hit you, Dad?
So on that one, Sam, I look at guys like, well, I'm almost going to get hit here.
Please don't do that.
I think like Jason Schmidt.
That would be a junior award.
That was close right there. Yeah, right. There we go. BB Fan. So I was thinking about Jason Schmidt, Bumgarner, those guys. You know, they really seem like they're at the peak of their career with the Giants, and the Giants moved off at the right time. It's a business. And in Indiana, that's what it is. So I'm sad to see a guy go like Clay, but I also think it's time. That being said, you know, Sam, I saw you sent out a tweet, I think it was this week, where you said something like, I'm going to thank Draymond Green for making all this possible. I thought you could hit that one right on the head as well.
I know. It's getting to the point where it's just the Draymond nonsense. It's becoming too much. I mean, we used to love watching Draymond. He was always one of our favorite players. And for me, it's kind of hard to truly be mad at this Warriors team because, Dad, I mean, how many of those games we go to in the late 90s where it was just like if they scored 100 points, it was a big deal. And now here we are, you know, turning on our own like this. And whether it's you're turning on Clay, turning on Draymond, it's so hard to truly be upset. But the way with Draymond Green, like, I'm kind of curious, did you ever have a this is too much for me moment with Draymond, or are you still kind of holding out hope that, you know, he could be a good contributing member of the Warriors?
Too much for me.
Well, He's got such mad skill that he comes back and you sort of go, wow, he can still do it. But look, again, if it's a business, I don't think any business would have put up with the nonsense that Draymond's brought to the organization. I just don't think you can do it. You guys were talking about culture, and it's really hard to say you've got a culture if you're going to let one guy do what he's doing. So it's tough, right? They back themselves into this corner.
The great Jim Lubman appearing on the River Islands guest line right now. Yeah. So we greatly appreciate your insight, Jim. We don't want you to get hit in any cars or anything. We know you're driving back.
Well, hold up. Before this, there's two questions we got to ask before you get them off. First question is obviously, did you catch that Giants game last night, Dad?
No, I didn't. We were out to dinner last night, so I did not. But I was watching the score on my phone.
There you go.
I was quite happy with the outcome. So I was not able to
watch. Logan Webb, you get that All-Star bid?
Webb for the All-Star game? Absolutely. Why not? Right? He earned it last night, didn't he? Based on what I read.
So I would think so, yeah. And then my last question is, where are we playing golf today?
Ooh.
You know, so today's an off day. I did 18 on Tuesday, 36 on Wednesday, and I got to drive home. But I am playing Saturday and Sunday, right? So got to get as much in as you can.
Yeah,
Good Lord. Tiger Woods over
a
here.
Rare off day here out in Sacramento. So you weren't out in Sac yesterday, were you?
No, we're up in Reno. It was 92 or something like that. It was very pleasant.
Oh, that's much more bearable.
Opposed to whatever it's going to be today.
Yeah. So, it was a brutal 83 over in Oakland yesterday, so.
It's humid, though. It's sticky.
A little humid.
All right, guys.
All right,
Jim. Again, appreciate what you guys are doing, and I did laugh on that way down when Sam talked about his baby teeth when LeBron was still playing. That was a good line.
It is pretty crazy. The great Jim Lubman there.
Thanks, Dad.
On 95.7 The Game. Thank you, Jim, there. Again, appearing on the River Islands guest line, as all guests do. George Conto is coming up at 10:30. You can get into a little orange and black there, but that's always cool. Shout out to Pops. That was reverse nepotism, by the way. If we know someone, they get to hop on our show immediately because that's just how it works here.
There you go.
Reverse Bronny James.
You get the bad signal out there, 650. Papa Lubman's a real one. He should be a weekly insert on
the
show.
There you go. And sorry, Alexander in Chicago. We're going to get to you right now because you've been hanging on very long, so we appreciate you hanging on. He has some thoughts, Sam, on the Buddy Hield trade.
We want to hear from you
at 888-957-9570. Jim Lubman agrees with me. He's given Dunleavy an A- on this Warriors offseason. Sam giving it a B-. What say you? Alexander in Chi-Town, what's going on, man? You're on with Spadoni and Lubman.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Can you hear me clear?
Oh, I can hear you great.
Okay. Yeah, on the offseason with Buddy Hield, I think we're really underestimating just how great Buddy Hield can be in this Golden State Warriors system. If you look at his stats from last year, I don't think Philly was a great fit for him, because Philly was a more one-on-one type of basketball team where guys want to get shots off one-on-one. So Buddy Hield is more like a, you know, you want to come off the screen. You want to come off the curl. You want to get the shot in the corner type of player. So with Buddy Hield coming and teaming up with Steph Curry in the backcourt, that's actually going to be very lethal, in my opinion, for the Warriors. And I think he's going to be the starting shooting guard. I think the Warriors should look at making him the starting shooting guard, because on the Warriors team, I just don't see anybody better than him at that position at this point. And another thing about Buddy Hield, he actually can get his own shot. If you look at his stats as well, he had a decent stat in the assist column as well as his scoring column. I had the numbers when he was with Philly, he averaged 12.2 points. But that season when he was with Indiana, he averaged 16.8 points. And, you know, him and Tyrese Halliburton, that was the pillar backcourt when they had that combination going on. So I think with him being in a lineup with Stephen Curry, man, it's going to be amazing. I think you guys are going to be shocked. So that's all I had to say about that.
That's Alexander in Chicago, who's very high on Buddy Hield.
Get me hyped there for Buddy Hield, actually.
I think you can pump the brakes a little bit. If he's a starter on this team, that means something is wrong, because I do not see him as a starter caliber player on a contending team.
I want to believe he could be the starter. I think my initial reaction...
It's a turnstile on defense.
My initial reaction yesterday was... Would he be starting next to Steph? Turnstile on defense. Everyone's a turnstile on defense on this team right now.
We're underestimating Klay Thompson. I know he wasn't what he once was. I do still think he was guarding guys that were a little bigger, the fours, if you will, on other opposing teams.
Well, Klay,
a little bit better.
Yeah, you have that.
Let's relax a little bit. I understand Klay is not what he once was, but he was not atrocious defensively. Yeah. Against Kyrie and some of the quicker guys, sure. He's older. He's had two major injuries, but Buddy Hield has never been been that guy in his entire career defensively.
It's like Monte Ellis used to say, it's never going to work defensively with this backcourt. I mean, Steph's obviously not a terrible defender. He's not great. He's a capable defender.
He's less than capable. He's just not good. That's okay. It's not his game. Let's just call it what it is.
But yeah, I want to believe in the idea of Buddy Hield starting next to Steph. The amount of threes would be fun to watch. But again, the game is played on two ends of the floor here. So it's just, I kind of backed off of that thought pretty quickly. If Hield is starting, either it's because A, something bad happened, or B, you know, he found some hidden stuff in his game that he was able to unleash here with the Warriors. So the scoring, it'll be there with Steph and Buddy. The defense, less so. And that's, I think, where what you do with Wiggins really starts to kind of pop up there, because if you're getting a better Andrew Wiggins, that helps you obviously a lot more defensively. But if he's not going to be that guy,
I mean, right now you'd say the starting lineup as currently constructed, just how Steve Kerr rolls. You got Steph, Wiggins, you got Draymond. I would assume TJD. I don't know with Kevon.
That's my guess. Yeah,
and then you're Pajemski. Pajemski, right?
Is probably going to be your two guard.
That's the rotation right now, and I don't know how Warrior fans are going to feel about that. But again, these are depth signings that they've done. They're a much deeper team. They've got some veteran savvy coupled with the D'Anthony Melton, who's actually been around for a little bit, but also still relatively young. I love what they're doing, but I get it. Who was my caller from Chicago? Was that Alexander? The Great? Buddy Hield, he's a fine player. Don't expect more than three-point shooting, which is fine, though. That's okay. Big Smooth wants to join in the conversation,
Sammy.
Big Smoothie, as Tony likes to say, out of Oaktown. Oaktown is big time. What's going on, Big Smooth? You're on with Spadoni and Lubman.
Hey, good morning, guys. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Big Smooth.
Hey, you know, you have to use some, you know, you have to have some NBA intelligence when you're rating this this free agency. Buddy Hield is going to get shots, open shots that he's never seen in his career. So, Buddy Hield is, if just from the flowing of this offense and Steph's gravity, he's going to get a lot of shots that he hadn't gotten in the past.
Sure, but he's not. Do you think he's starting on this team, Big Smooth? You think he's a starter?
It doesn't matter on this team, because the one thing I like about what Dunleavy. Dunleavy has assembled a team the way Steve Kerr likes to play. It's interchangeable. He can start one game. It's going to be a lot of moving parts. I think the Warriors clearly have the deepest bench in the NBA. If you just look at this roster, and if you get anything out of Post, it's gravy. Well, if you get anything out of Post, if Post can give you any kind of minutes as a big guy who's shooting almost 40% from the three, you know, you got something here. At first I gave it a D, and then I gave it a B. And who knows, there may be another. There's a lot of wings on this team that I'm thinking that there could be another move. I don't want marketing. I think marketing would be a mistake to drain the talent from this team to get a guy who's going to play about 45 to 50 games. I think that'd be a big mistake. I don't think you need him at this point. You may be able to get another veteran big guy who just, you know, one-year deal, two-year deals. But I like what Dunleavy has done. At first, it took a minute to settle. And I'm like, okay. I see, because De'Anthony Melton, he's got to give you defense and can knock down open shots.
Yeah, I like him.
I mean, but I don't think we should just say Pods is a starting two. No, he has to earn that. I think Pods is getting a lot of stuff.
You don't think he earned it last year?
He hasn't earned yet. No, he didn't. Not a starting. Look, you got to earn it again. You don't just go, last year, here's your starting. No, I think you have to see what happens when this team is assembled. Now, Pods is going to play a lot of minutes, but I don't think we should start. I don't know why we're shelling out Pods. Pods did okay last year, but I like Pods. But he's not like, oh, you're a lock for the two guard. No, let's see what happens. He might come off the bench, which will be fine.
That's what's being reported, Big Smooth, and I appreciate the call. That's what Anthony Slater, Tim Kawakami, Marcus Thompson on their podcast for The Athletic were basically talking about. Like, yeah, Klay Thompson did not like the fact that he was going to be given a bench role, and Brandon Pajemski was probably going to be starting over him. Steve Kerr, whether you like it or not, really likes Pods. If you don't like him, I understand. I thought he had a tremendous rookie season, but I could understand seeing the limitations of him at times with his shot, with his defense. He did lead the league in charges for the better portion of the year. He might have finished with the league lead, I want to say. So I understand the hesitancy there, but Steve Kerr likes the guy. Where are you at with Brandon Pajemski real quick? So, I'm seeing a lot of Pajemski, by the way, at a lot of Giants games. I feel like he's the ambassador right now for a lot of Warriors.
The Warriors are really trying to lean into making Brandon Pajemski a thing.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like they're really trying to make him be a thing. They had him debut the new Warriors jersey that they unveiled, which...
Got the ginger, by the way, fellow Gingy. Come
that
on.
That's true, yeah.
It's big for the brand.
Us Reds, we got to stick together.
Let's go.
And by the way, that jersey they unrolled, that very... kind of bland.
Oh, that seems to be the theme for a lot of New Jerseys these days. Is that what the 20th New Jersey they've gotten?
Yeah, the one for every game they're going to get to at some
point. Shout out Trenton, New Jersey. There you go.
Got a Jersey reference. Overall, though, on Pods, he's one of those guys, the word I like to use is tenacious out there. He's very tenacious, got plays with a lot of energy out there. I feel like the energy and the drive is a little bit greater than the talent, so to speak. You know, there's the stereotype. He's a hard worker. He's probably the last one at the gym. It'll be interesting to see kind of how the league adjusts to him this year. I think you kind of saw it at times last year. Teams are going to go at him a little bit harder. They're going to try and test him on defense a little bit more to see if he can actually hold up on the other side of the court.
I kind of liken it to what Austin Reeves was with the Lakers that first year. He came onto the scene. He was great. And then the league kind of adjusted to him and they picked on him and stuff like that. So I expect something similar to Brandon Pajemski, who kind of plays a similar role. Reeves a little bit bigger guy, a little bit longer, but defensively they're just not up to the par yet. Still relatively young players, but that is an area of emphasis. And obviously, Sam, as you know, Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis both selected to the NBA select team, the American team, I should say, who's going to be training with Team USA, who is starting today, I think, training in Las Vegas.
If Pods could have a similar arc as Austin Reeves, I know he's your boy, and I'll be honest, you know, Austin Reeves, he's one of those pesky NBA players where is he going to make an all-star team? No. Is he going to have this great, you know, incredible career? Probably not. But he's one of those, you know, pest guys that you can, as we are very well aware, can be a nuisance in a playoff series.
A sixth man, if you will. I think that's the ceiling for a guy like Pajemski.
And that's kind of what I would want. If Pajemski's career is as a starter, I just, unless he's played well enough to where you're not questioning it, I'm going to keep questioning it. I know we got calls online, but we got Carter behind the glass right now.
Kata.
Putting in that work. He's doing that double duty. Carter, the boss isn't in today, so you get to talk on the show. Grade for Dunleavy so far.
I like the A-minus grade. I think that's pretty good. I really don't know where the minus even comes from, to be honest, because I think...
Because they haven't gotten Lowry Markkanen, so fans are mad about that. I'll give him a minus there.
I'm not sure I want Lowry. I think that we've seen from the past what Danny Ainge pulls from trades, and I think if that's the road the Warriors are going to go down, is that going to help them in the future necessarily, giving up that many draft picks? No. And does Lowry Markkanen put them over the top for a championship? No, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think A-minus is a really fair grade.
There you go. Let's say Filmo Mike out in Frisco. What's up, Filmo? You're on with Spadoni Lovin. Yeah, I love that drop.
Hey, nah. For real, I'm in Petrel Hill. Some people, ginger fries, they call it dog thatch, but I call it Petrel Hill. But listen.
Hey, real quick, how was the 4th of July, man? I saw all those fireworks, stuff like that. Was it popping? Literally?
Bro. It was super lit, bro. Let me just tell you that, Spadoni. It was crazy, bro. I'm still lit. Real talk. I made some good money, and I had fun. You know what it is? It's family.
Yeah.
You create memories with family, with youngsters, and they be like, "Man, Uncle Mikey had the fireworks." That'd be the best feeling in the world.
That's
bro.
Awesome.
Real talk. Because I remember when I was young and all my people used to have their fireworks and now I used to be so happy on the 4th of July. For real. But anyway, though, Lori Marketing is Kevin Love 2.0.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't want him. I'll pass. You feel me? I'm good. Kevin Love was the man for certain teams, but not for the Warriors at the time. They're going to trade Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson can be Kuminga. Don't trade him, bro. Understand this. You have to build your team from within. Big Smooth hit a home run. He was in his bag. He was talking. He was saying everything I felt. Bro, Dunleavy has done an awesome job as far as putting together a team with what he had to deal with. You have to understand context. People understand history, right? It's black history and it's history. But you got to understand the whole context of all history. That's all I want to say. Y'all having a great show, man. Y'all be smooth, man. Carter, I see you, man. Watch your back.
Let's go. That's Film on Mike. That's a great call. Rack that guy. 888-957.
That might be. I didn't set up a caller of the week for this week, but there you go. Film on Mike. You just did our call of the week right there.
That was great.
We got that sponsor at some point.
And I love that he said the memories part for 4th of July, because that's so true. And I was referencing that, just, you know, going doing fireworks with my older brothers, stuff like that. And although young Benny was not a fan of the super loud ones yesterday, he's getting a little scared. He's 4 years old. That's okay. Especially being in East Oakland, it was definitely kind
especially
of a war zone.
There are, again, your walk around, it's always like, you know, I'm carrying plates and stuff like that. You're just like, please don't shoot one off.
Right, I know,
now.
Right?
I don't want it. Because, like, for the most part, you get used to them, but then there's always that one that's, like, right behind
exactly.
you. Especially, again, when the sun's out, because you're not expecting the fireworks to go off when the sun is out, because that makes just no sense to me. You kind of explained it in the last hour why, you know, the kids can't wait.
They can't wait. We can't wait. That's all right. Hey, and listen, I love Filmo's call right there. Because, again, it just reiterates, Sam, what the mess that he inherited with this team. And not just the players. It was the culture that was inherited, too. So they're still trying to reestablish something here, bringing in some of these young guys. Yes, Steph is the standard. And I still think this kind of goes back to Draymond Green being on the team. How is that going to affect next year? I wonder what Draymond Green is going to be bringing to the table. At least on the court, he didn't show signs of wear and tear last year. He's still a tremendous player. But where's the mentals at with Draymond Green heading into next season? I think it's going to be
a
big
wild
card.
Season of his career.
Yeah, maybe the most important back-to-back?
Probably. I mean, they are all the most important years of his career at this point, if this is the standard he's going to set. If it starts with him, because a big part I always kind of wondered is, like, if you're deciding what team to choose, you know, what team you want to go play for, how much does the Draymond effect kind of hang there?
I'll say this, not to cut you off. Buddy Hield, according to reports, chose the Warriors situation over the Lakers.
You know, exactly. I was actually just about to get into that because, yeah, Buddy did say that. But yeah, I'm kind of curious, like, well, okay, I mean, that's kind of interesting. You know, would you rather go play with Draymond and the Warriors or LeBron and the Lakers? I wonder if you had those two options or door number three, how many players are taking door number three there? Because I do wonder, like, with Buddy turning down the Lakers, does he not want to be a part of that circus? I kind of want to get your thoughts on that, too, being our Morning Roast Lakers insider. But, yeah, Buddy decided to come here, like, That's great. I'm kind of curious, though, how many other players around the NBA are looking at the Warriors and being like, playing with Steph would probably be great. Playing with Draymond, I don't want to deal with that nonsense. Like, he's chased, you know, basically three players away from this organization. You know, I don't want to go there and get shoot out because he wants to make me player number four on that list.
Well, I'm also, if I'm Buddy Hield, I'm not going to the Lakers because I know once I start struggling, I'm going to get chewed out. Not LeBron James, not Anthony Davis. It's going to be me. If I go to the Warriors, coming off the bench, expectations. They were a play-in team last year. They didn't win. Like, I'm gravy right here. Getting my 15, 20 minutes off the bench, shooting some threes. I'm fine with that. And I got Stephen Curry, who, again, Big Smooth alluded to it. And yes, he will provide spacing for me on the court because people have to respect Stephen Curry's gravity and stuff like that. So he will reap those benefits. Absolutely. But yeah, the situations, it's fascinating to me because the Lakers did make the first round last year. They lost in five to the Denver Nuggets. It was a gentleman's sweep, if you will.
Greatest gentleman's sweep ever.
And it was, again, for a five-game series, they were like, the Lakers, I felt like, led for a majority of all those games. But in the fourth quarter, when push came to shove, the Nuggets just did what the Nuggets did.
Were they up in all those fourth quarters?
Yeah, they were. And then they lost all of them because they just couldn't have a fourth-quarter bucket.
It was a gentleman's sweep, but it was...
But again,
not, if you watch the games, that was a different kind of jump.
But if you're looking at both the situations, like the Lakers were barely a first round team and they were barely ahead of the Warriors. So if the Warriors switch places with the Lakers next year, I wouldn't be shocked considering the Lakers have done nothing this offseason. The Warriors, again, D'Anthony Melton, Kyle Anderson, and now with Buddy Hield, I think Rob Pelinka is having the worst offseason imaginable. I mean, congratulations. You got Dalton Knecht-Feldt to you. How's he going to be?
Have
maybe
they signed
he's a good player.
Yet?
No, they haven't gotten anyone. It's just been
so
nothing.
Just Knecht and Bronny.
Bronny. It's just they haven't done anything. And again, credit to Mike Dunleavy finding his way on what we thought was a hamstrung team when it comes to the finances. They've gotten three tremendous depth pieces, and I think it's going to pay dividends going forward, man. So I'm giving him an A-. What are you giving him? 888-957-9570. 707. What are you saying about Bob Myers? I don't know where that came from. I don't think anyone brought up Bob Myers.
Bob's on vacation this
week. He's chilling,
so.
Dude. Bob Myers saw the writing on the wall. He didn't want to deal with this stuff. I don't
blame
the guy.
Bob is as happy a camper as he could possibly be right now. He's on vacation somewhere, feet up. His phone is probably on do not disturb if it even has any power. If I'm Bob Myers, I'm letting that battery die, and I'm not turning it on for the rest of the week.
Like, there you go. I thought he was coming into his own, actually, when him and Stephen A. were going at it during the draft shows. I thought that was compelling television when those two were going head to head.
I missed most of the draft.
No, that's fine. You didn't miss much. Bronny James got selected. That was
all
it.
I see with Bob Myers, and this is what I think of Bob Myers right now, and just kind of his future and where he's at. I feel like at some point he's gonna get a phone call from Steve Ballmer, like, "Hey, you want to come fix the Clippers?" And that'll be a very dark day in Warriors history. I do not want to see Bob go and fix the Clippers. I hate the Clippers so much.
Really?
Well, it started with those.
They're such a nondescript team to hate.
It started with those Lob City years.
Because
that was when the Warriors started coming in their own. Those guys, they thought they were the bee's knees, the next big thing. By the way, did you ever watch Clipped?
No.
That FX?
Oh, no.
You got it.
I'm just catching up on House of the Dragon halfway through episode two.
Oh, it's Clipped is ridiculous. The casting decisions are like, it's like, you know how, like, with Winning Time, it's like, let's try to make these actors look as much like the people they're playing as possible. Clipped is like, what if these guys looked nothing like the guys they're playing? Like, the guy they got playing Blake Griffin, first off, is taller than the guy they got playing DeAndre Jordan. So there's that right off the bat is hard to get by. Blake Griffin in the show looks like some IT manager. Like, the guy they got playing Chris Paul looks like what a real life Cliff Paul would look like. It's just it Lawrence Fishburne as Doc Rivers, which is like Doc if like he was, you know, much more muscular and respectable.
It's that just, one I'm not as mad about. It's the does he even have the voice? Does he try to do the raspy voice, or he just does his own?
No, it's his own voice.
Okay,
it's,
which is fine. Like, do you either
not even try to do the Doc Rivers voice?
But it's just like there's always art. Like, you always watch those like old World War II movies or just current World War II movies where they just keep everyone's accent. They don't even try to do German or anything or American. They can just go British accent.
Like, I am a German soldier.
Exactly. And then it's just like,
it's like a terrible accent.
Exactly. Like the movie Valkyrie with Tom Cruise, they all just kept their original accent. So there's creative choices there to be made, but I have not watched a second of that. Winning Time, I caught up. That was good. They canceled that after two seasons. That was tough. A lot of people didn't like the portrayal of Jerry West. I thought that was just more of just an over dramatization of what
it was.
Oh, it
absolutely was.
And people took it way too seriously. So the clip thing, if I ever do get into it, I'm not going to take it seriously. And it's great that I actually got to watch that whole thing take place.
That was a surreal week.
It was very surreal. All
like,
of it was kind of crazy.
That whole series was very surreal. And by the way,
Donald Sterling and Anderson Cooper.
Check out the show just because it's that ridiculous. The guy that got, they have a brief glimpse of Draymond Green getting into it with Blake Griffin on the court. And the guy that got playing Draymond, he's got an afro, basically. It's hilarious. But basically, goes back to, I hated those Lob City teams. They just thought they were so cool. Everyone's like, Chris Paul, he's the point god. I'm like, I'm pretty sure Steph Curry's a better point guard than Chris Paul, which, you know, we were all proven right there. You know, Blake Griffin, he's the darling. It's like, I'd take, you know, Draymond over Blake Griffin any day of the week. Oh, JJ Redick, great 3-point shooter. You know, Clay's better. Like, it just, everyone, it's not like the national discourse was, let's all love the Lob City Clippers. Or it's just like, no, that's a team of frauds. They're losers. When the Warriors lost that playoff series to the Clippers, like, it was gut-wrenching to me because it was like, great, this is going to validate the Clippers in everybody's minds. And then the next year when they blew that 3-1 lead to the Rockets, and then that offseason, Doc Rivers was like, oh, they were lucky they didn't face us in the playoffs. It's like, bro, they were ready to face you in the playoffs. Yes. You didn't do your job. You blew a 3-1 lead before it was cool. So, like, don't come at me with this whole, oh, they were lucky nonsense.
And did it again in the bubble, by the way, against the Denver
Nuggets. Exactly. So it's like, Doc Rivers, you're a hack who's been coasting off of that one title in Boston for your entire career.
Just getting jobs.
JJ Redick, you are nothing but a glorified podcast host. Now you're a glorified clipboard holder. Chris Paul, I don't have beef with Chris Paul anymore. He reversed that. Blake Griffin, I thought always overrated.
Forever Warrior, Chris Paul, baby.
Blake Griffin, always overrated for what people expect him to be. Congratulations, you jumped over a car. I'm very happy for you, dude. I just, DeAndre
hood
Jordan.
Of the car, wasn't even the full car, just the hood.
Yeah, he jumped over the hood. Like, not even that impressive. You know, DeAndre actually is kind of impressive. DeAndre Jordan, the softest big man you're ever going to see. Like, it just that
NBA
whole
champion,
team,
by the
that
way.
Whole team was just so ridiculous. And we got to do the injury report.
We do. There we go.
For the injury report.
That really hurt.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation.
It's always fun game.
Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Lob City is drop city right there. Injury report. Mike Yastrzemski, Yaz, left yesterday's Giants win after taking a pitch off of his elbow. Sam Lubman, Yaz reported some discomfort and nerve pain. That scares me. As his elbow began to swell up. The good news is x-rays were negative and he is listed as day-to-day. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. We got George Contos coming up at 10:30, former San Francisco Giants pitcher, World Series champion, and current host for NBC Sports Bay Area pre- and post-game for Giants, pre- and post-game live, I should say. So can't wait to hear from George Contos at 10:30. But coming up next, more of your calls, more of your texts. How are you grading this Warriors offseason? What is the Warriors culture right now? I think is interesting. And where do you have them second up in the West? A lot of a poo-poo platter, if you will, a buffet here with Spadoni and Lubman as we roll on 95.7 The Game. And it is brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.